Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is a wake-up call, and I'm Pastor Steve, and today's wake-up call is called The Big Build-Up. It just sort of came to me here last couple of minutes. I'm actually doing this on the 16th of November. I have been waiting for a sign from Yahweh on what to speak on. And this is going to be it. I'm going to be quoting from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research, and I'm going to be in the book of Revelations. Chapter 2, verse 9 of the book of Revelations, he's speaking of people that are rich. Well, now, are they rich in material things or rich in the spirit? Let's see what he says here. I know your works and pressure and poverty, yet you are rich. What does that lead you to believe? They're poor, yet they're rich. They're rich in the spirit. Okay? Pardon me. And the blasphemy of those who say they are Yahudim and are not, but are a congregation of Satan. Now, who is he speaking of there? Our ever-present, sly, lying enemy that worship the Babylonian Talmud. Oh, they're God's chosen people, but they're not. And he tells this congregation that is suffering under these false Judahites, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Okay. See, the devil is about to throw some of you, pardon me, I have a little phlegm, into prison in order to try you, and you shall have pressure 10 days. What goes on today? Oh, if you march for civil rights, you might get arrested. and I'll throw you in prison, county jail, whatever, and charge you with disorderly conduct or whatever. Then and coming then and now. This is coming, okay? Be trustworthy until death, and I shall give you the crown of life. Okay, some of us might not make it and might have to suffer the first death. This is what he's prophesying for the future. Okay. How many people that are telling the truth have been murdered lately? Think on that. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. What assemblies? All the assemblies today of Christian identity believers all over the place. Okay? He who overcomes, that means Israel. The name Israel itself means to overcome with El. He who overcomes shall no means be harmed by the second death. Okay? Let's go to verse 26 of chapter 2. And he who overcomes and guards my works until the end, to him I shall give authority over the nations. Verse 27, and he shall shepherd them with a rod of iron, as the potter's vessels shall be broken to pieces. You can reference Psalm 2, verse 9. As I also have received from my Father. This is not Yeshua, but his father, who is Yahweh. Okay? Verse 8. Is going to describe chapter 3 of Revelations. Going to describe us right now. Okay. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut it. That you have little power. Yet you have guarded my word and have not denied my name. Do we have a lot of power today? No, we do not. This is the time of trouble and tribulation. And Yahweh has not returned yet in the form of Yeshua with his avenging angels. That's coming in 2 Thessalonians. Okay, chapter 1. We're just hanging out here and being abused, and they are doing what they can to destroy us. Here's verse 9 of chapter 3. See, I am giving up those of the congregation of Satan who say they are Ya'udim and are not, but why? See, I am making them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Verse 10. Because you have guarded my word of endurance, I also shall guard you from the hour of trial which shall come upon all the world to try those who dwell on the earth. Verse 11, see, I am coming speedily. Hold what you have, that no one take your crown. Again, verse 12, he who overcomes, that's Israel, I shall make him a supporting post in the dwelling place of my Elohim, and he shall by no means go out. And I shall write on him the name of my Elohim, and he shall, and I shall write on him the name of my Elohim, and the name of my, of the city of my Elohim, the renewed Yerushalayim, which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim, and my renewed name. Okay. That's the faithful. This was said by the messenger. Speaking for Yahweh. Well, there's a lot of us in Israel that talk a good game. Oh, we hear them. But when all of this comes down, this is what happens, verse 16, or 15, pardon me, of chapter 3. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. Now this is speaking to a different crowd. Verse 16, so, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth. Verse 17 describes people that are rich in material possessions. Because you say, rich I am, and I am made rich, and need none at all, and do not know that you are wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked. Okay. We are watching and there are so many tribulations happening right now. This is the 16th of November, 2017. We're watching mass killings, whether they're real or not. Whether they are real or not. Okay, I'm not going to debate whether they're false flags. That is irrelevant. It's the thought and the machinations going on behind the scenes that is important. We are seeing buildup of troops in North Korea. They're talking this, they're talking that nuclear war, the stuff going on over in the Middle East with the wars over there, wars for oil or whatever, all this stuff that is going on, whether it is true or isn't true, reported by the mainstream media or covered up by the mainstream media, reported by EFR and all these other truth networks on these the other places, the exposés of all these pedophiles and perverts and rapists, all the murders that are occurring today, if you speak out, somebody will whack you. The rape in Europe of white women, the Polish people protesting, everything that's going on to get our attention today. All of it, every single occurrence of whatever's going on, is part of the big buildup. The big buildup for the end. You have to realize what's going on, that it is foreordained. It's going to happen. Now, we as Israelites have to choose what we're going to do as people. Are we going to passively resist by lobbying or protesting, or what are we going to do as individuals during this big buildup? Okay, where is this going? It says always to wait on Yahweh. Quite honestly, Scripture says this stuff is going to happen. And I know that we cannot stop it. Okay? This is Yahweh's design. This is a testing ground. A lot of us are going to be tested. Some of us will be killed. The main object of this is to test our faith. Be faithful unto death, it says. Okay. That's a hard road. Oh, but what is your life here? What is this temporary dwelling that you are in right now? It's a temporary body. It's not the final body. It feels pain. It feels suffering. It feels hunger and heat and cold. It sees things with its eyes, it sees television, and the programming of television to deceive you. All the ads, all the lies by the mainstream media and others, TV preachers, all of this is right in front of us right now. Never has there been this much going on. Oh, we've had wars. We've had this. We've had that. Yeah, well, how many constant wars are we in today? I mean, where are our troops? We don't even know all the places. It's secret. Okay? Secret. We can't know what they're doing because the government doesn't trust us. The government wants to subjugate us. The government today, even the government of the United States of America, is serving the adversary because the people haven't put in place that are disciples and servants of the adversary. Okay? That's what's going on. They are servants of the adversary. Now, we don't know what Trump is doing, but he surrounded himself with Jews. Everybody and their brother-in-law around him is a Jew. And who are the Jews? These are the people I just read about that are the synagogue of Satan. Now, if he's got his ear open to those people, he will do a song and dance to deceive the very elect. Okay? He's not the Messiah. He's a man. What did it say? You are rich and want for nothing. He's rich and wants for nothing. He has all his toys. He has all those goodies. But it can all be taken away from him. And he knows it. So he's going along to get along. And he will tell us, as all these other presidents have done, for years, Jewish or non-Jewish, all influenced by the international Jew. And I say international because they don't have that state that they claim over there in Palestine. It's not theirs. They're fighting all the time. There's people opposing them. There's toil and trouble. And it's a mess. They're liars because their father is the father of lies. They lie to us. They lie to each other. They lie to themselves. They have mighty plans to destroy. Going about as a raging lion, seeing who they can devour. And it's all a big build-up for the end. Now, when is the end coming? Nobody knows except Yahweh. He's not telling. So let us not get our little egos in play here. Let's let Yahweh, the Father, make his moves. Don't try to second guess him or jump the gun. Don't do it. I'm warning you, don't do it because it does not show faith in Yahweh. When it is time. Now you can prepare. That's not against the rules. You don't have to be unprepared, but only when it's time. And he turns us loose. Probably when the angels come back, we will have, we that are existent on this planet at that time, we will have his protection. If we go before that and we get violent and we take guns and we do this and we do that, he's gonna count that as presumptuousness. And we won't be in his favor. We have to give Yahweh the glory. And how many times in the past has Israel tried to get glory upon itself by doing something and being mighty and doing this and doing that? This is the time of a big build-up. All right, you think it's bad now? It's going to get worse, brothers and sisters. ho, ho, ho. It's going to get a lot worse. And again, I will say some of us may go down. But what is that if you live your life in peace and you die at 100? You go down, right? Dead's dead in this body. But the second death, oh my, that's the one we need to watch out for, the second death. We don't need to be doing that second death. We're going to be judged, all of us. I'm going to be judged. I've made mistakes in the past. I will hang my head and cry in shame when he recounts all what I've done. But I heard the call. He drew me through the Holy Spirit. And what do I do now? And that's the question that we need to ask ourselves. What are we going to do now while we're in the big buildup waiting on Yahweh? What do we do now? We keep his feasts. We keep the fast of the Day of Atonement. We keep his laws. We don't eat pork and catfish and shellfish and all that garbage. We treat others as we wish to be treated, including non-whites. We don't initiate anything. Now, as to your personal lives, your only interaction with non-whites is when you do business or you have to go to work and you're forced to work with them. There's no point in being hateful. What does it accomplish? Keep your mouth shut when you're around them. There's no point in trying to teach them anything. It's irrelevant. They're not of Israel. What did Yahshua say? I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So why bother? Even interaction with these other people is part of the big buildup. What are you going to do? How are you going to conduct your personal life? That's what Yahweh is looking at right now. This is all being recorded, okay, for playback later. When they say, oh, my life is an open book. Yeah, it is. It actually is. So, you know, he's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Yahshua is coming back to town. And oh, I've got to be joyous. I'm alive. He has preserved me. Praise Yahweh. Back in the Word. Yes, 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 yes. That's what it's all about, folks. Back in his Word. That's the playbook that we need to follow in our lives. We can't pick and choose which sections we're gonna follow. If you're at work and there's somebody that is not an Israelite, and they're a pretty decent person, they treat you fairly, you return that. You don't have to just hate them just because they're not us. You have a pet dog, you treat that dog nice, okay? That's what they are called in the Bible. They're called dogs. Outside will be the dogs. Okay, there. Even the dogs get the crumbs from the master's table. The Samaritan woman who was mixed blood. You don't have to just generally be a hater. You don't need to do that. It's not productive. Okay? It doesn't accomplish a thing. Nothing. You get along much better. You don't have as much stress on your physical body. You don't need to be on edge and be ready to jump all the time. I'm telling you from experience here, you're talking to a guy that just had a heart attack from being wired all the time. Slow down. Wait on Yahweh. What has this experience taught me? What is the pain in my chest where my bones healing, where they opened me up like a clam? What does that teach me? That I needed to take care of my temple, and I needed to slow down, and I needed to wait on Yahweh. Right now, we're in the sit back, wait, and see mode. That's where we're at. The big buildup is occurring every day. All these incidents all over the world, close to you, far from you, right on top of you. It's a buildup. It's a buildup of evil until the time that the evil is going to be smashed. They're going to persecute us. They're going to attack us financially. They're going to attack some of us physically. Okay? This is going to happen. I'm sorry, but it's gonna happen. It must happen so Yahweh can get the glory. It's the big buildup. Here we go. Second Thessalonians. I'm going to read this again. I read this all the time. You should have it memorized by now. If you listen to my shows, chapter 1, verse 6, since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you, that's us, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yahshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers, angels, avenging angels, okay, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yahshua Messiah, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength, when he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, and to be admired among all those who believe in that day, because our witness to you was believed. Boom! Again! Again, I read it to you. Those who don't know Elohim. All right, now that includes Israelites that have rejected the message. They're gonna get the second death. That's the buildup. He's going to destroy all these wicked people. They're gonna die forever. They will be smashed. Now, there are others, which I just mentioned. If you work with a non-white and he treats you right and he's not an evil person, why would you treat him evil? Why? For what purpose would you treat him evil? What does that serve? People like that will exist. They will not enter New Jerusalem. They will not have the eternal bodies that we of Israel, that are believers and doers of the word, receive. They won't get that. They will live their natural lifespan. But they believe, but they're not of Israel. They're not going to get those blessings. They will live out their lives. They will be subject to our rule, which will be righteous rule. We're not going to go around and just hammer on everybody. The wicked ones will be slain by Yahweh and by us. We will help. Okay. You're going to get your licks in on the bad ones when he turns us loose. Not before. But these others, they're not going to be destroyed. They're just harmless, like dogs and cats and horses and cows. They'll carry water. They'll be hewers of wood. Servitude. Okay? Underneath the purview of the administrators of the law, which will be Israel. They're not all going to be killed. Because not all of them are necessarily completely evil. Yahweh knows who's evil and who's not. And we will know who these hidden evil ones are, and we'll go after them. But not everybody. Well, you're a universalist. I am not even remotely a universalist. The non-whites are not Israel. But all of them are not absolute evil demons either. We're going to kill all dogs and cats and horses and cows and butterflies because they're not Israel? No. And they will not live in New Jerusalem with us. That's only for us. They will be outside. They will live their little lifespans, whatever it is, and they'll be blessed with peace because all the evil ones will be dead. And these people will just, they will exist. But they're not the chosen ones. We are the chosen ones. Let's just get that straight. And we're going to tell them what to do in kindness. We're not going to go around and whip up on all these people and be mean and beat them. And, you're not white. Smack, 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 smack. No, that's not how it's going to be. That's not righteous. If you have a good dog, you pet that dog and you feed it and treat that dog well. If you come across a really vicious dog that's meaner than hell and wants to bite everybody, you put that dog down. Well, the evil ones are the mean dogs. They're going to get put down. Whether by us or by Yahweh's angels, the avenging angels are going to fight other of their kind, probably, because there are fallen ones in this world today. Never doubt it. They're not dead. They're still here. And they're the ones that are behind a lot of this. They possess some of these people. Ones that have given themselves over. You gonna fight an angel? I don't think so. It's gonna take an angel to fight an angel. Okay? It's That's why he's bringing his army, the host of heaven, back with him. They outnumber these evil ones. And they will have the power of Yeshua with them. Ooh. It's going to be one heck of a big battle, folks. Okay, just hold your horses. It's coming. It's coming in due time, not our time. We want to rush and we want to do this and we want to fight it. Oh, man, I just can't wait to draw my sword and lay about all around me and destroy all this. Yeah, okay. But that's zeal. That's zeal for his house. That's a good thing, okay? But there are things we can do until he comes back that are very, very important. The first thing is get our personal lives righteous. Worry about cleaning up your own house. Get that beam out of your own eye before you go trying to get a splinter out of someone else's. Okay? There is none righteous, no, not one, except for Yeshua Messiah, and he wasn't all the way a man. Partly, I sit here and I preach the word, I teach the word. Am I totally righteous? I am not. And I have to work on myself. St. Paul said, I die daily. Now, what does he mean? Does he physically die? No, he dies to sin. He has to pray and work on himself daily. Well, me too. You too. All of us. Even in the congregation of Christian Israel. We got egos. We've got little infighting. Oh, this guy said this and this guy said that. And we have disagreements. Well, you got to put those disagreements aside. I've had disagreements with brothers. And I put it aside and move on. And look at the final goal, which comes at the end of the big build-up. That's what we're in now, the big build-up. Building up to the final battle. And there will be skirmishes, but not the big battle. There will be victories and defeats, little ones, but not the big battle, not until Yeshua comes. When is that? Oh, give us a time. I'm not a prophet. It says no one knows the time. Why would I be any different than anybody else? These guys are giving you all these predictions and all that stuff. And then their butts hanging out in the breeze. I've had my butt hanging out in the breeze enough. Pardon me. I'm waiting on Yahweh. Am I fighting a battle? Well, here I am on EFR on the radio. You bet your bippy I'm fighting a battle every day. Every day. Me just breathing is a miracle. I just had a major heart attack and came through it with flying colors and I'm walking around. Yeah, I got pain in the chest where they split that breastbone. That's going to take 6 months to heal. But is it stopping me? Nah. I'm sitting here in my office chair that reclines a little bit. Reading scripture to you, I finally got my OCR program and I'm back typing and getting, I've got the Torah done, but I'm right in the middle of the prophets. Got my OCR program working again. Got a different, much better printer from Eli. So Eli and I are sort of partners in all of this. He's just all of us, man. Pastor Dan, Pastor Greg Howard, Pastor Mullet, David James, what a warrior. Paul English, all these guys, everybody. I can't name them all. I'd be sitting here reciting names. All these guys that are fighting the fight. In one way or another, not all the same. We're not clones. We have different talents. Yahweh uses some of us one way, some of us another way. On and on and on and on and on. I mean, he's got... You take the United States Army. Not everybody is an infantryman. There are cooks, there are armorers, I mean, all the different communications guys. All, why would Yahweh's army be any different? The earthly army made up of men, like myself, Adamites, pardon me. Everybody's got their different thing. Every preacher on EFR doesn't preach the same thing every day. Boring. We all take different ways of going at it. The end result of the message may be the same, but we're speaking to different people on different days in different ways. Gotta do that. Gotta do that. I have my website. I need to promo it again. A lot of people have forgotten that I have a website where you can download or listen to my wake-up call sermons and my word-for-word shows. And there's a big list of all the two seed line sites. There's comments that I put in there. Now that is https as in sugar colon, that's the two little dots, /// www.pastor pastor a hyphen then Steve Steve .com. That's mine. Then you have Brother Hebert's site. That is www. This is all one word with no separation in it. Think outside the beast. No separations between the words. .com. And he's got a load of stuff on there. Oh. Then you have Anglo-Saxon Israel. David James website. I mean, just on and on and on and on and on. They're all on my site under the two seed line sites. We're all working during this big buildup, and I excuse me for just a second. Yeah, I had to sneeze, and that hurts when you compress your chest. I'm not without pain, but I'm just joyous to be alive and to be able to bring these words to you. I'm tailoring my current shows here for the station break in between shows. So I have to really watch my time. All my shows are 1 hour shows. The ones I pre-record like today. And then, of course, I do Yahweh's Covenant People with Pastor Greg Howard and Pastor Eli. That'll be Friday night, and then Bloodlines with Eli on Sunday. I'm hitting it hard. We've got my reruns back on in order. Today in the morning, it was a rerun of Leviticus 22 and 23. So the new listeners can go and listen to the prior shows. And they're playing a little catch up. And then tomorrow morning, it was Leviticus 18 and 19, pardon me. Tomorrow will be 1 Chronicles 24 through 26. That'll be a new show. Onward and onward and onward. I will finish the Old Testament, as it were, as far as the new shows coming up next month. And then I will be going into the apocryphal books, starting with the book of Jasher. Actually, it's Jashar, the book of the upright. And proceeding on from there. There's method in my madness. Then into the New Testament next year. This has been a labor of love, but believe me, I really enjoy getting into the Word like I have today. And all of these teachings gives you spiritual ammo for the fight to come. That's what this big buildup is. They're building up their forces on the other side, and we're building ours up through the Word of Yahweh. That's the main thing. We are fortifying during this big buildup. The more that you know of the Word of Yahweh, the stronger you will be in this fight. You're going to need that strength. You're going to need intestinal fortitude to go through what we're going to have to go through. You see how bad it is now. It's going to get a lot worse during this buildup. We need to be Israel, which means overcoming with El. We need to be the overcomers that it says in the book of Revelations. Those who overcome. That has to be us, brothers and sisters. It must be us. And we are a small part of the whole. We are the remnant. Okay. The remnant will be those that fight in Yahweh's army. The ones that don't believe and are lukewarm will not be in Yahweh's army, and they unfortunately will suffer destruction. We grieve for those of Israel that won't believe. But we've seen in Scripture many in the past that didn't have the faith. Well, we need to keep the faith now during the big buildup. Because if you want to have your part in the kingdom, you can't lose faith because your place in this world is disrupted. You have to persevere, and you have to be an overcomer. And Yahweh will bless and keep you. Many of us will sleep in the dust until the time of Yeshua's return. There have been many brothers and sisters in the past that have lived out their lives, and they're sleeping and they're waiting. They're not enduring time. Oh, you lay there and your body rots and that'd be horrible. You wouldn't know it. When you leave this current temple, you're not going to have pain and suffering. Now, that's not how Yahweh works. Just isn't. We will talk again. I will do another wake-up call next week. It will be on Thanksgiving. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but that's just the way it is. I will have a show. Until that time, brothers and sisters, I will say Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Wait on Yahweh, be an overcomer, and prepare during the big buildup. Bye-bye.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip,